Não, não.
Shmuel, I sound you're smarter. You know that story you said yesterday?
Yes.
I found that Eliot Barlow says it.
Wow.
Wow, what amazing. So I have to apologize that I wasn't blown away, but now I'm blown away. Got it. Okay. Anyway, who does say?
Oh, Hashem.
Anyway, I can't find my. I went to look for the paper. I sent the paper today. I don't know where it went. I had so many papers in my Gemara, I can't find anything.
The Rajba?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I bought the regular Rajba. I'll do without the paper. Okay, let's go over a little bit. Just see, wait a half a minute or minutes over already. Okay, so one of the
Are you going to make a
problems,
point?
what?
Can I ask a question, make a point in the
Yes,
simple
we
Gemara
can.
from yesterday?
Yes, please.
So I think that we were understanding in the Gittes Pasha Gemara that the Gemara is only introducing Kol Ha'il Yimel Chalitza and Yimel Chalitza in the last, when it says it. But it, the mice, if you if just read the first step of the Gemara is saying clearly. Right, in other words, there's a phenomenon over here. The Gemara is saying in the first step of the Gemara, Rashi says it straight out. If there wouldn't be actually a vimta, it would be teaching us. It sounds like only if you're Chalitza, but if not, not. And now we have a phenomenon. So it sounds like step one in the Gemara already has clear, but we have a rule just from reading the words imla. And now Yevimta tells us that there's a, I mean, isn't that, it seems clear that the Gemara knows it from step one.
Okay, so it's highly debatable. First of all, because most people don't agree with Rashi. Rashi, I mean, most Rishonim don't learn like Rashi. But even Rashi says that even Chayve Lavim are no Karina Be'lakachas. So that's that Rashi Bichlal, that's like the super sphere Rashi that we got stuck on yesterday. How can Rashi say that Chayve Lavim are not Karina Be'lakachas? So I think Shmuel quoted the Taivis HaRash correctly, that the Taivis HaRash says that what he means is that Lakachas does not mean Ein Oida Yibum. Lakachas means the Oida to be a Shnia, because Lakachas means to have a regular, healthy marriage. That's what the Taivis HaRash, I think, says.
Not me.
Okay, well, you said the kachas ba'alma, but that's
I
really
think that the Rabbi Meltzer, I think that.
the Rebbe says. Okay, I take it back. I'm sorry, Rebbe Meltzer, I apologize. So I think the Tzedra says that. So it's not the kol sheino chalitza. It's some other drusha
But
that.
the Gemara is saying straight out that this anomaly, this one that's different than the rule, is yesh lecha yuvam acharis ein aliyu. In other words, is not fitting into the rule of Ein Ha'il Yimel
Maybe it's not fitting into the rule of Yibam and Chalitza. We don't know.
HaChalitza.
Everyone else is Yibam and Chalitza. Yesh lecha yivama achas har raya, because the Gemara asks Chayve Krisis Nami. So there's when the Gemara is asking Chayve Krisis Nami, so then there is no case of Ein Oda Yibam and Oda Chalitza. So they obviously, when the Gemara asks that Kasha, it must be that there's no pasuk of kol sheino even a chalitza, or else the Gemara's question makes no sense. So the Gemara the Gemara's a gotcha. Beim chayve krisis
Is the
amar
words
kula
in the
amar
Yachbites a
yachas. So
drush?
that
Is that a
means
drasha?
the question did not know that there's a drasha of kol sheino even in a chalitza, because they wanted to make everything in the gather of no Yibam but Chalitza from Imlo Yachvos. So Yeshua Yivama Achas, the Drasha Pashib Shad is that most women have both Yibam and Chalitza. And Yeshua Yivama Achas, it only has Chalitza without Yibam.
Right.
But
In other words, that is not knocked out by the fact that
no,
it's.
not that it's not knocked out, that's not knocked in. I'm saying both women have both. It means that they're Oda le Yibam and Oda le Chalitza. In other words, because especially if you see the way the Gemara learned the Pasuk, Pashup Shad is, the Gemara is learning it, okay, Rashi's unusual. But even Rashi, I'm saying, is because of a drasha, some funny drasha of the Kachas. But not Koshein Oda Yibam. But the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that the Gemara is using this drasha to tell me Chai Ve'lavim are not Oda Yibam. Parship Shah the Gemara is that without this drasha, we would have thought that Chai Ve'lavim is Oida Yibam.
I thought it's doing two things. It's doing two things. It's building it up, and then it's saying, but then it doesn't fit in.
That's maybe that in Rashi, maybe, but again, Rashi is different because there's drasha of the kachas. When the simple,
Taisus learns the Vimta is doing two things.
When the simple Shah the Gemara, the Gemara's kasha was Chai Ve'lavim should be Oida Yibam. That was the Gemara's kasha. Because Esei Doicha Losa say. That means that the starting point is Chai Ve'lavim is Oida Yibam. Ever the Gemara, this drasha. So it means that this drasha is not building it up, it's building it down. That's two things. I agree with two things. First, it's knocking it down and says that
there's first it takes is no Yibam.
Right.
And then what should naturally happen without the other job of Yevimta is the rule of Kol She'ein Oda Yibam HaChalitza.
Yes, I agree with you, but that Taisus clearly says in the Taisus Bishlama that the Pashtus is Kol She'ein Oda Yibam HaChalitza. But we explained Taisus, and I think it was Mukhruch from, I forgot from where, maybe from the Ramban, that Taisus doesn't mean based on a drasha. Taisus means based on a svara. That's, I think, how we explained. I think we did that. Maybe we didn't do that. I don't know. Did we do Taibis Bishlama?
Yeah.
So the Taibis clearly says that without any Pasuk, we assume if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. But the question, we have this Chakira. Does Taibis mean because of the Drasha of Kol She'ein Oda Yibam Oda Chalitza? Or the Gemara doesn't know yet the Drasha of Kol She'ein Oda Yibam Oda Chalitza. But the Gemara, no, Toivis is saying Misvara Chisaina, if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza, because there's no point. Because the whole purpose of Chalitza is to take off the Zikas Yibam. If there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. It seems, I don't know if how much we spend time on it, but it seems from the Ramban argues with the Ramban's Havamina was like Taisus, what everybody argues. But he argued because he said that that's not as far as Makrachas. So it's.
Rabbi says there's no points. Rabbi says no points, but the question, it still serves to block the brother from doing Yibam.
What? No point that why the Torah would want Chalitza. In other words, it's not logical.
It stops the brother from doing
Chalitza. That there's no reason why the Torah would want to do that. I didn't say it has no result. It has, there's no point. There's no advantage why the Torah would give a mitzvah Chalitza. The Torah, the Pashup Shad in Taisus was that there's a Yashris in Svara that the Torah doesn't care about Chalitza. Chalitza intrinsically has no value. There's no mitzvah to spin in the person's face. The only reason why the Torah gave a mitzvah Chalitza is to take off your Zika, then because you're bonded to do Yibum. And then because we wanted Yibam, it's two separate.
Okay, so it could be the brother's a katan or something as a baby, and she's gonna have to wait 12 years.
I don't know. I don't think that's such a, you know, that's not why I make Chalitza for in case the brother's a katan. I don't. That's too creative for me. The Pashup Shad is that the purpose of Chalitza, Pashup Shad in Taisus is that the purpose of Chalitza is because you have a Zika. You have a Zika because you have a mitzvah Yibam. Therefore, the Torah made you bond. But what if you don't want to do Yibam? So we give you a way out. So we give you Chalitza. Therefore, Taisus is saying that if, on the other hand, there's no mitzvah Yibam, then it's Mistavra that there's no Chalitza. But that's not based on a drasha. That's Pashup Shat. And that's why the Gemara is very good. The Gemara is Pashup Shat, that's Muchuch in the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, Yehoki Chai Ve'lavim, Pisas Nami. Obviously, there's no drasha. If there'd be a drasha, you can't ask Chai Ve'lavim, Pisas Nami.
Is the word in what Is that a real answer? Is there a drasha?
So the Hamina didn't think there's a drasha.
Is that a full drasha, like an extra word, or is it just imla yachpites? The words imla yachpites lo kachas. Is it possible that it's not an extra word? It's the choice of words means that only someone who has a choice. Are we talking about chalitza? Is that necessarily a full drasha?
It's an extra word, but it's a real drasha. That's the Gemara's answer. But the Havamina, I'm just saying, the Gemara and the Havamina, apparently, did not think there's a drasha. The Havamina spelled the Koshe no the Yibim no the Chalitza. So the Mashmois of Taisus and the Rishayim, and I think, is that that's Misvara, not because of a Pasik. The Yashvas and Svara is if you're not able to give them, there's no chalitza.
The way Rashi says it is that it's mashma dehahid karina be. Rashi, when he's saying it, even if we're not learning like him, but the way he's learning those words, it doesn't sound like a full drasha. It's just like that's the mashmas of the word.
I'm not ready to accept. We make that drasha is mechadesh and tremendous things. It's hard to believe it's not a drasha. The Rav Gidon Rav is according to the Gemara's Havamina, they learned from Rav Gidon Rav, a Chiddush and Chayve Lavim don't have Yibum.
No, your vimta is extra. No, your vimta. But the question is the other part of the pasuk, Yim LaYachpoitz LaKachas. Is that just Rashi saying it's just Mashmos? There's no extra word. It's just.
I don't know. It doesn't make a difference if it's a Mashmos. That's a real drasha. Is real drasha because mashma? It makes no difference whether it's extra or not. It's a derisive.
No, but it answers Rebbe's kasha of krisos because then it's not like we have to fit something based on extra or like why are you saying krisos? I don't have to have a word, it's just a mashma.
Fine, that's good. But Rashi drasha is a different drasha. Rashi drasha is lakachas of biyishnia. I don't know that.
No, but the whole reading of those words is the same. That's the same drasha. Im lo yachbots lakachas. That's the same thing as we're going to say later.
I don't know. I'm sorry. You see the Gemara's answer is it is a drasha.
What does that mean, Rebbe? What does that mean?
The answer is that if aim a chayve krisis, and the word answered is a drasha. So that means the Havamina didn't know the drasha.
What does that mean? What does that mean? The Gemara can't answer. There's a pasuk. In other words, the pasuk can come before the Gemara, right?
But the Gemara didn't know the drasha. Pashup shot in the Gemara.
You create drushas for an answer.
Why not? The Gemara
don't create drush. The Torah comes before.
I don't know. The Gemara. There's a drasha. We don't know the drasha. We're not the drushas. You have to derish. It's not a favorish in the pasuk. There's a drasha, but the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, there's a drasha. The drasha tells you, even though you got your drasha, which seems to say one way, we got a drasha which locks in that you can't go against that drasha. The Hamina obviously held that there's no drasha.
Without the Chayvi Krisis, just one question. Without the Chayvi Krisis, and we had these two drushes, wouldn't we have a kash with Chayvi Lavin, say, according to Rashi, Chayvi Lavin, I say, according to everybody else? How do we handle these two drushes? Not necessarily without the Maroyas. Without the Krisis, I have a problem. Do I say Yibimtai, or do I say Kol Shein Alime El Chalitza?
The Gemara, the Gemara started out, the sequence of the Gemara is, the Gemara, the way it seems from Taisus, the Gemara starts out with a Svara Chitzayna, Misvara, not based on any drasha, that if you're not Oida the Yibam, there's no Chalitza. That's a Svara Chitzayna. Then the Gemara goes ahead and brings a Pasik of Yevimto that tells me two Chidushim, that Chayve Lavim do not have Yibam, and even though they don't have Yibam, they have Chalitza. Frak the Gemara Kasha, now that pasuk tells me a chiddush that you have chalitza without yibum, which means it's going against what the svara chitzayna that Taisus puts down. So now we should say chayve krisis nami. And for the Gemara, there's a drasha by chayve krisis that tells us that chayve krisis kol sheino liyibum ain oile lechalitza. Right? That's
why isn't thinking that drasha should be by chayve lavin?
What?
Maybe that drasha is by Chayvei Lavin. Without the Gemara's kasha, that's right. Maybe the Gemara.
That's the Gemara asks the kasha, Umay Ruz, and the Gemara answers because of Chayvei Krisis Tafsi Bokushin, Chayvei Lavin. We have two drashas. We have a stira between two drashas. So we put one drasha by Chayvei Lavin and one by Chayvei Krisis. That's very logical.
The Gemara itself at that point. I mean, in other words, the Gemara is saying Marois, which way, how do we know which way to put it? Somehow the Gemara and the Havamina thought right away we would never put it there. In other words, the Gemara thought that we would never assign that Pasuk to Chayvei Lavin for some reason.
Because of the Maskana. The Gemara said the MS. And then the Gemara said, Kasha, I don't understand you. And they explain. Fakir, the Gemara's Kasha, my Rose, is Pliat Sumo. So we stopped on yesterday. It doesn't make sense. We're going to try and maybe stop on again today. But the Gemara said before is the MS. Where is allowed to say the MS? And then the Gemara clarifies why what the MS is. That's all the time in the Gemara. Where says something which is MS, and they ask the Kasha, why is that so? And they explain. Parshat Shabbat, that's what they meant all along. Just it wasn't explained.
Does that change as far as Chitzayna?
Nothing changes. The Svarach, without any Pasek, Taibis says, the Svarach Chitzayna, there's no Yiba, no Chalitza. But Pashtis, the Torah is Megadda that Svarach Chitzayna is wrong. Because if Torah says that by Chai Ve'lavim Asay, there's no Yibam and there is Chalitza. So Pashib Shat, the Chayra. So this is the Chakira that we had, one of the Chakiras that we had yesterday. Tosfos says that the Svara Chitzayna is that if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. And now the Torah says that Chai Ve'lavim have Chalitza even though there's no Yibam. So what happened to the Svara Chitzayna? So obviously the Pasuk is telling us that the Svara Chitzayna is wrong. So the question is, why is the Svara Chitzayna wrong? Is it wrong because because there is some kind of quasi-Zikas Yibum, and the quasi-Zikas Yibum, and therefore you need Chalitza. The Svara Chitzayna would have been that there's no quasi-Zikas Yibum, and the Pasuk is telling you that there is a quasi-Zikas Yibum. Or Shana the Pasuk is that even though there is no Zikas Yibum, Chalitza is a separate mitzvah and it stands by itself. Right? That, I think we had that Chakira yesterday.
And why does Imlo Yachbetz also tell us?
Very, very important Chakira.
That Chakira again. Say the Chakira again.
Taisus says, the Gemara, Taisus says, Dibri Hamasio Bishlama, that the Gemara, before the whole Gemara starts, by Chai Ve'lav Ve'asei, if you would have asked the Gemara, what's the din of Chai Ve'lav Ve'asei, they would have said, Misvara, there's no Yibam and no Chalitza. There's no Yibam because Ein Esei Doich Elos Esei Ve'asei. And there's no Chalitza because Misvara, if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. Pashup Shat, not because of a drasha, because of a Svara. There's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. The whole purpose of Yibam, of Chalitza, is to get out of Yibam. If there's no Yibam, there's no Yibam because Ein Esei Doich Elos Esei Ve'asei. So there's no Yibam. No Yibam, there's no point for Chalitza. Taibis seems to say that's the pashtus, that's the starting point. Now, at the end of the day, the Mishnah says, Chai Ve'lavim Ve'asei, have Chalitza, but don't have Yibam. According to many, many Rishayim, most Rishayim, they end up getting that from the Drasha, at the end of the day, from a Gidu Amarath Drasha, the Yesh L'cho Yivam Ha'achas, She'oide L'chalitza, Apo Pishen Oide L'Yibam. So the question is, the Pasuk now is telling us against our Svara Chitzayna. Our Svara Chitzayna, Taibis Bishlama says, was that if there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. And since Chai Ve'lav and Vasei don't have Yibam, because Ein Esei Doich Elos Esei Ve'asei, therefore the Svara Chitzayna, they don't have Chalitza. But the Pasuk says, so the Pasuk of Rav Gidu, Amaraz Pasuk, is telling you that your Svara Chitzayna was wrong.
Right.
So now the question is, what was the mistake that we, what of the, when we go back, to, okay, so what point in our Svara Chitzayna was wrong that you're correcting us. Mm-hmm. So there's two different ways of saying it, and the belts is very important. And then this is a major issue. One way of saying it is, we had a svara chitzayna that if there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, because the Torah doesn't really want spitting. There's no maida intrinsically in spitting. The Torah only gave chalitza as an escape route for yibum. But if there's no yibum, we're not going to give a mitzvah chalitza. The pasuk is teaching us you made a mistake. Chalitza has an intrinsic value in its own right. It's not only to get you out of Yibum. Chayvei Lava say don't have Yibum. They don't have a Zikas Yibum. There is no Yibum. But Avo became the Torah wants Chalitza because Chalitza is intrinsically good by itself. That's one way of saying Shai in the Pasuk. The other way of saying is no. Chalitza is only to get you out of Yibum. We thought that Chayvei Lava say don't have Yibum. Come Ashmaran that they have a Shtikel Yibum. Even though it says that they don't owe to the Yibum, but they still have the Zikas Yibum. The Zikas Yibum doesn't go off. So the Chayvei Lava say has a little bit of Yibum, so to speak.
Because the mitzvah stays around?
One second. So those are the two different ways of explaining the Kamashmanon. Is the Kamashmanon that there's no Yibum at all, and Afal Pikein, there is Chalitza? Or is it Kama Hashmanan that there is a Shtikel Yibum?
Is that because the mitzvah stays around?
I don't know. A little maybe, debatable.
But then how else could there be?
It could be. And that's what I don't want to start doing too much because we'll have to do it. I don't want to jump the gun. But that's obviously contingent on the world famous Parshas Drachim. Because the Parshas Drachim, which I don't think we did yet. We didn't do the Zeh Shachar, right? I sent it to you. We talked about it. But the Parshas Drachim has a Chakira. That's the most famous Maran Baklam in Yavamis, maybe after Rav Chaim, is the Parshas Drachim has a Chakira, whether Chayvei Lavin Vasei, if you do Yibum, are you over in Isser Eish Yisach? So on the side that you're over in Isser Eish Yisach, that means that there is zilch mitzvah yibum. You can't have a mitzvah yibum with an isser eish yisach. I don't know, it doesn't sound right. So so that means that he's saying that there's a whole new separate mitzvah chalitza. On the side that there is no eish yisach, I don't know. Not sure, but it could be that's because there's a quasi mitzvah yibum. So
is that because of the dechiyadinim? Is that the only structure to say that because when I say is not docha, it still stays around? Or stam, Rabbi saying when there's no mitzvah, it's still a little bit of a zika zibum? That sounds very hard to hear.
I don't know. I'd rather not comment. But that is a very, very important chakira. And I'm saying it would have a nafkamina. It's not necessarily determines the Parshas Drachim's Makir, but it would be relevant. And if you learn that there's zilch yibum and there's only a separate mitzvah chalitza, then it's very, then, you know, I don't know. Why would
Daf the Chayvei Lava say not Kareis? What's the difference?
Kareis don't have chalitza.
The Gemara gives you a drasha,
and the Gemara says we put that drasha by Chayvei Krisis, and the Gemara says it's Mistabra Chayvei Krisis Lo Tafsi Bo Kedushin. So we had another Chakira, right? We had two major Chakiras yesterday. Those are earth shattering. The first chakira was, to say it again, that Chayvei Lavin Vasei don't have Yibum. At the end of the day, we learn from a drasha, we learn from Yevimto, that Chayvei Lavin Vasei don't have Yibum, but they have Chalitza. The Gemara's Havamina was that that's even by Chayvei Lavin. That was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Maskana is that the drasha is only by Chayvei Lavin Vasei. So the question is, how do we split Yibum from Chalitza? Taisus clearly says, and Taisus Bishlama, that Misvara Chitzayna, if there's no Yibum, there's no Chalitza. So obviously the pasuk is telling you a chiddush against Sarah. So what's the Havana? Is the Havana that there's some quasi mitzvah yibam, which I agree could be said a few different ways. I agree with Svi that there's a few different ways to say it. Some might be better than others. But the Torah is telling you that there is some quasi mitzvah yibam, zikas yibam, band of yibam, you know, I don't know, whichever word you want to use. And that's why you need chalitza to break that bond of yibum. Or is the Torah telling you that you made a major blata? You thought yibum has not, is an offshoot of yibum. A chalitza is an offshoot of yibum. Chalitza is a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. It has nothing to do with mitzvah yibum. And therefore, even though there's zilch mitzvah yibum, there's chalitza. That's
maybe imlo yachbitz. Imlo yachbitz is telling us.
Let me try and say a second for the two chakir. That was chakir number one. Okay, I guess, will you give me a minute, please? Okay, thank you. So, and chakir number two is how do we understand the din of kol sheino le yibum eino le chalitza, which we say by chayve krisis? Is it a simen or a siba? If it's a simen, that means that the reason why, if it's a siba, that means that the reason why you don't have chalitza is you don't have yibum. Aye, we just said by chayv elavim, if I say that's not true, so that gets all complicated, right? In other words, if you say it's a simen, if it's a siba, I'm sorry, so that means that lack of yibum caused the lack of chalitza, but we just got finished saying that by chayv elavim, I say lack of yibum doesn't cause lack of chalitza. So you have to finesse that. That's not so easy. So is it a siba, which is a simple mashmos of the lashon? Kol she'ein oyle the yibum is a siba for ein oyle chalitza, or is it a simen? If it's a simen, then the real siba is lo tafsi ba kedushin. Lo tafsi ba kedushin means that it's an anti zika force. Chayve krisis is an anti-Zika force, and therefore it's Lotafsi Bokadushin, right? So that's also a major, I mean, the two Chakiras are interconnected. The two Shinas are interconnected.
Is Chayve Lav Vasei Tafsi Kedushin?
Chayve Lav Vasei Tafsi Bokadushin, yes. Only Chayve Krisis is Lotafsi Bokadushin. So if it's a Simen, so then it's very easy. If it's a Simen, so the real reason why Chayve Krisis are potter are not because Ein Oyel Yibum, because Ein Oyel Yibum doesn't cause an Ein Oyel Chalitza. Haraya, the Chayve Lavev Asay, Ein Oyel Yibum does not cause an Ein Oyel Chalitza. But the reason why Chayve Krisis don't have Chalitza is because it's Kares, and Kares is Lotafsi Bo Kedushin, and Zika is a form of Kedushin. So Zika, the Kares, directly attacks Zika. It's not a two-step process. There's no yibum, and since there's no yibum, there's no chalitza. It's a one-step process. That you're a kares, you can't have Zika. So the ein oyle yibum is only a simen, but it's not the siba. The siba is because you're kares. That's a little bit not so mashma in the lashon, but it could be. Okay, Shmuel, I cut you off. Sorry.
I'm just trying to figure out that Rebbe's saying that Tosfos Svarach had a svara that ain't a libum. We don't not ain't a libum. Sorry, no yibum is no chalitza. It is a svara.
Yeah.
So when we say in lo yach, but it's a svara ain't a libum chalitza. Maybe it's in the siba world, but as Tosfos could say that my svara is back because the pasuk is good for teaching my svara is back. I don't know, maybe it's a Ramban who says Simon. I don't know. What I'm saying is that Svara, and then you vimta going on the second side.
Yes, would be saying that chalitza. That is correct. That is the two stardom of the Chakira. When we say at the end of the day, kol sheino le yibum eino le chalitza. So if you say it's a siba, so then it's exactly what you said, that eino le yibum is a siba for eino le chalitza. That was Taifis's svara chitzayna, and the pasuk is telling us that svara chitzayna is right. If the svara chitzayna is right, so it should apply to chai ve'lavim v'asei also. For some reason, we learn from a pasuk that svara, even though it's right, doesn't apply to chayv elav v'asei. That's one structure.
Right, but I'm thinking it has to take one of the tzadim in chayv elav v'asei in the first chakira. And that would have to take on one side.
Okay, well, I have to say that maybe that might be the two chakiras, if I say might be contingent on each other. Okay, that could be. That could be. In other words, if you learn that it's a Siba, so then Shad is correctly, like Shmuel said, that we're going back to Taifas as Svara Chitzayna, that because there's no Yibum, therefore there's no Chalitza. Aye, so you have that exact same Siba by Chai Velav Vasei. Haraya, Taifas in his Havamina said it should apply to Chai Velav Vasei. So you're going to have to explain that Chai Velav Vasei is an exception. So that's very likely depends on how you understand Chai Velav and Vasei to figure out why it's an exception. There might be different ways of doing that. And, you know, everything, we give regrets for that. This is a complicated sugya. It's also a very beautiful sugya. But in summary, just to make the beautiful summary, there are two main chakiras here, which are maybe floating connected. One is, at the end of the day, when we have a drasha, that chai ve'lavim va'asei, or the havamina was chai ve'lavim, have chalitza, but they don't have yibum. How do you separate chalitza from yibum? Taifa said in Svara Chisayna, they're not separable. So is it that the pasuk is teaching us that we made a mistake? They are separable. Chalitza has nothing to do with yibum. Or the pasuk is telling you that you made a mistake, that you thought that there's no yibum. And you made a mistake that even though ain esay doichel osay vasay, there's still some remnants of yibum left. That's chakira number one. And chakira number two is when we have the drasha of kol she'ein oda yibum, ein oda l'chalitza. And the Gemara says it's mistabra to put it by chai ve'kwisis because of l'tafsi b'kedushin. Are we saying that l'tafsi b'kedushin, that ein oda yibum is a siba, and l'tafsi b'kedushin is only the simen that we put it by chai ve'kwisis, but the real siba is ein oda yibum? Or the other way, the Siba is Altafsi Bakadushin, and Eino to the Yibum is only the Simen. Right? You know, there's the Gemara said that there's a Drasha says, Kol Sheino to Yibum Eino Chalitza. And the Gemara said it's because it's Altafsi Bakadushin. So what's making the Ptur? Is it that Altafsi Bakadushin that's making the Ptur? Or is it the Eino to the Yibum that's making the Ptur? Which is the Siba? Which is the Siba? And which is the Simen? There's two factors. One is Ein Oda Yibum and one is Kares. So is the Ein Oda Yibum the Siba, or is the L'tafsi B'Kedushin the Siba? Right. That's a very important chakira. Okay. Anyway, I hope that was clear. I don't know.
I didn't get that last part about the L'tafsi B'Kedushin. It's the Kares, right? So that's a Siba?
What?
What's it then?
Well, I didn't follow. What? Sorry?
You have a chakira there. Is the Siba Yibum doesn't cause causes the chalitza, or it's the Tafsi Bakadushin. Right? That's a simon?
What? One second. You're in Koshin Oda Yibim and Oda Chalitza?
Yes, the last one.
So the question is, why at the end of the day don't you have chalitza? So the mashmos of the pasuk is, the simple reading of the pasuk is, because you're ain't Oda the Yibim, therefore, you don't have chalitza. That's a simple reading. Kol shein ola the yibum, ein ola chalitza. So, parshat shad, it's a siba, right? That's the simple reading of the words. The problem is, like I think, Svi said, is that gupa, we see chai ve'lava ma'asei don't have yibum, and they have chalitza. So, how can the Torah tell me that ein ola the yibum is a siba for ein ola chalitza? It seems strange. So you have to figure out why that Siba is true by Chai Ve'Krisis and not by Chai Ve'Lavin. Parshat Pshat, they're both exactly the same. They're both equally Ein Oda the Yibum. So the other choice is to say that really Ein Oda the Yibum is not a Siba at all. Haraya doesn't do it by Chai Ve'Lavin Vasei. If it doesn't do it by Chai Ve'Lavin Vasei, it's not going to do it by Chai Ve'Krisis. The reason why Chai Ve'Krisis are potter from Chalitza for a completely different reason, Because kares is mafki azika, because you can't have kedushin taifes by chayve krisis. So you can't, you know, you can only have zika of yibam and chalitza if kedushin is taifes. And since kedushin is not taifes, there is no zika. It has nothing to do with the fact that ain't no yibam. It's only because it's a kares. So I, the public says kosha ain't ode yibam and chalitza. That was only a simen. Ain't ode yibam is just a simen. There's a case of Ein Ode Yibam, which doesn't have Chalitza. But the reason why it doesn't have Chalitza is nothing to do with the fact that it's Ein Ode Yibam. It's like I said, the kid with the glasses doesn't get recess. It's not because he has glasses he doesn't get recess. That's just the way I described him, because I don't know, I forgot his name. So I said, the kid with glasses. So I said, the guy who's Ein Ode Yibam, that guy doesn't have chalitza. Why not? Nothing to do because they know the yibum. It's because he's kares. That's the two stadim. Or is that daifik? You know, does the Torah do things like that? The Torah makes them on him. You know, that little bikiyas.
Got it.
That's a, you know, it's a. So both are the
we're through the Rashba now?
Yes. So that, but I want to, before I do the Rashba, I just want to say what the Kasha is. Because what the Kasha? The Kasha is, we discussed this question yesterday, which the Rashba is answering. So let's just review what the question is. The Gemara asks, Umay Raz. The Gemara quotes two psukim. One pasuk says, Kol she'eino de'yibam eino de'chalitza, which says that you're both from both. And one says, "Yesh lecha yibam ba'achas she'oyde lechalitza apa pishen ode liyibam." So there's a steer in two psukim. So the Gemara says we put one pasuk by, we put the pasuk of Yevimto that there's chalitza by chay velavim, and we put the pasuk of Imlo Yachvos that there's no chalitza by chay vekris. That's what the Gemara says. Correct the Gemara, my is. And for the Gemara, Mistabra, Chai Velavim, Tazbek Dushan, Chai Vekris, is not Tazbek Dushan. But the Gemara's Kasha, my Raz, sounds like the Gemara wanted that we should put the Pasek of Kol Cheno Ola Yiba Menona Chalitza by Chai Vekris. And I'm sorry, Kol Cheno by Chai Velavim. And the Pasek of Ode Lechalitza by Chayve Krisis. So the problem is that that's so illogical, because every Chayve Krisis is also a Chayve Lavin. It's a Chayve Lavin plus more. So how, if you're a Chayve Lavin plus more, if Chayve Lavin alone makes you potter from Chalitza, because you want to put the pasuk of Kol She'eino Ode Chalitza by Chai Ve'Lavim, so now because we add kares, you're going to get chalitza. Right? That seems so illogical. So what in the world was the Gemara's kasha, my Raz? Right? That was the kasha we had yesterday.
Is that talking about general of Chai Ve'Lavim or Chai Ve'Lavim Vase?
The Gemara and Daf Chav was by Chai Ve'Lavim, because the Gemara thought that the we're working with Chai Ve'Lavim. The Gemara didn't fall off yet. And the Gemara, this is the word, still in the Havin of the Gemara. The Gemara thought that one pasuk by Chai Ve'Lavim and one pasuk by Chai Ve'Krisis. And the Gemara is saying, my Ruz, why don't you flip it around? Which means that they wanted that even just Chai Ve'Lavim should be brought there from Yibam and Chalitza. Well, not Chai Ve'Lavim, say, just plain ordinary Chai Ve'Lavim. And Chai Ve'Krisis should need Chalitza. So the problem is, if Chai Ve'Lavim are potter from Chalitza, so Chai Ve'Krisis should surely be potter from Chalitza. First of all, because Chai Ve'Krisis is worse, and it's also Yesh B'Klal Masayim Ona. Every Chai Ve'Krisis is a Chai Ve'Lavim. It's a Chai Ve'Lavim with an extra Chomer. So if a Lav is strong enough to make that there's no Yibam and Chalitza, to cut the bond totally, so surely a Chayve Krisis should do that? Right, that's the question. So Shmuel, yes, they said it's Svara. I have to admit, Maydawa Emes, and I probably made a face. So the Sefer, what's the name, Rav Elia Baruch, that's a very big gado, says the same Svara. So okay, I apologize. He's that I jumped and made a face. I just say it must be a good Svara, obviously. I admit. But the Maisa, I don't know if that's what the Rajba is saying. So let's read the Rajba.
Why is this such a strong Akasha Misvara? I mean, if we're masking that Chayve Lavin and Chayve Krisis is a different Metzias, Lamaisa. And if we have no idea of, you know, how the Olamas and all this stuff works, it's not just a Lav plus. I mean, it is a different Metzias, right? A Lav is a different than a Chayve Krisis. So like, maybe we say we have no idea. We don't know a lot of things. Like, why is that so posh that the Rebbe feels so illogical?
I mean, listen, what maybe you're saying what he's answering, but it does, in the pashas, it does sound illogical. That, you know, every chayve, the thing that makes you not oida the chalitza is something about the choymer of the dover, that it makes, it's something that makes the cut. So the you know, a woman who's mutter is oida the yibum and chalitza. The iser somehow cuts your bond and therefore makes that you don't have yibum chalitza. So l'chayra, the stronger the iser, the stronger the cut.
But the point Rabbi was saying that it's yesh b'chlam asayim mana. I mean, it's a it's a different bird. It's like, I don't know what it's lamaisa. It's a different iser. It's a Rabbi's looking at it that no, it's lavin plus. It has something. It is lamaisa. Not it's a separate category. I mean, chayvi karis is not a chayvi lav.
Okay, I don't know. Okay,
I'm saying Rebbe's saying a separate point also that misvara, if it's and anything that's more chomer should for sure do the trick. If you know, that, I mean, this is like two points: b'chlamasai mana, and that anything more chomer should work.
Yes, I think both are a little strange. Can I ask your people a favor? Just because I'm having trouble, we're I sent the pet sheet. We're what is the difference at Masco? The Dimas is Kushali.
The only one we have is Mistabra the Kulush Meissen.
Oh, Mistabra Kulush Meissen. Okay, I got it.
Halfway through that.
Where I write, and I start, where I wrote to start from where?
Bakshinan.
Bakshinan, okay.
Puff on the base.
I got a different printing. So I got a. Okay, so let's read this piece.
Halfway down, he starts Bakshinan.
Yes, okay, I found it now. Okay, thank you. Bakshinin, the Ava, Chayvin Avin, Nami Layada Chalitza, Kivin Shane O the Yibin, Fellow Queen of the Kachas Kachayvin Priestess, Umaishno Homeha, that they both have the same problem. There's no Yibum, there's no Yibin, it should be Chalitza. Uparkinin, O Rabbi Rachmana Yavimto, Im Kleimar, Im Gain Yavimto, Kodakmana Lomeli. Even though the rabbis chalitza mixes, mimi shein ani kari by the kachas. Even though there's a pasuk that says that there's no yibum, there's no chalitza, but there's another pasuk that says that there's sometimes there's chalitza without yibum. The kiva the riba umiyad. Since we have a riboy that sometimes there is chalitza, and a miyad that sometimes there's no chalitza, nuke miyad the chayve krisis. We put the miyad by chayve krisis that there is no chalitza. The ribui the chayve lavim and the ribui the chayve lavim that chayve lavim do have chalitza. Frak the gemara my roz. Kimish is zibazan ekarnevam the kachas. Since in both cases you don't have yibum, and the logic says if there's no yibum, there should be no chalitza. So how do you know where to go? The chalitza lav kilusahi. The name of misvara tve ika lakule bechayve lavim Let's try to read that again. Umay Rois Kimin Shazu Vazu ain't Kairin Bo Makakas. The Chalitz Alav Kilusa. Kilusa comes from the word Kula. He. I assume it. The name of Misvara Tve Ikurakuin Bechai Vela Bechai Vekrisis. In other words, it's not a kula to have chalitza. They say, well, since you're a chayv elavim, so we're going to be making you, give you chalitza. What's a, it's not a kula to have chalitza. The chalitza may not be lamine. He called it after chayv increases. Okay. What in the world is he talking about?
Hearing any svara why there's a reason to dafka go after chayve krisis, it says it sounds like he's saying it's a coin toss up. It's a coin toss up. Pick either one. Pick this one. What we know that they're asking.
Why is
Rishi
a kula?
What?
Meaning the whole foundation of our kasha makes no sense because there's nothing. There's nothing to do with kula or chumrah regarding chalitza.
He's saying, if people are saying, I'm sorry, I'm just not following.
Sounds like he's saying that basically it's a toss up, and there's it's not like we should say that there's a chumrah because of kares, therefore you shouldn't have chalitza there because it's a chumrah somehow to not to, and therefore it's a coin toss up. It should be either one or the other, and maybe it's chayve lav and get the chalitza, maybe the chayve krisis get the chalitza.
In other words, let me just think. In other words, he's saying that logically they both should have chalitza because they don't have yibum, they shouldn't be chalitza. Elamai, the Torah came along, there is a kasuv, and they made chalitza by one case. So now you don't know where the Torah made it. So why would you say, well, chayve lavim is not so chomer. So what is not so chomer? Also, it's good to have chalitza. There's nothing good about having chalitza.
Not so chomer, so strong, chalitza. Something stronger should knock out a Zika, Rabbi Sparrow,
right? He's not learning that anything's not in this way. He sounds like he's saying, you see, that's what I think he's saying.
No that, Zika. There's no Zika.
That there anyway, it sounds like he's saying like this, that the way we understand why there's no Zika's Chalitza is because there's no Zika's Yibo. And therefore, it's not, it makes no, you don't need anything stronger. You have strong enough. In other words, if you have both Chai Ve'lavim and Chayve Krisis have a strong enough force to knock out Zika's Chalitza. Because there's no Zika's Yibum, there's no Zika's Yibum, there should be Zika's Chalitza. You got it.
Yesh Bechla Masai and Mana, though. Yesh Bechla Masai, how's it? It doesn't.
But here, he's saying like this. I'm saying like this. There's. I'll give you an example. There are two people. One person, they chopped off his head. The other person, they chopped off his head and they stuck a knife in his heart. Now, logically, they're both 100% dead. Comes along a guy and he does chiyas ameisim. He did, a major, a chiddush. He did chiyas ameisim. Now, which one did he do chiyas ameisim on? We don't know. They're both equal because they're both dead. If you're going to say that one's dead and one's not dead, so then, because one got killed, so then obviously, if one's dead and one's not dead, you say, listen, if Yesh B'chlam Masai Mana, if chopping off your head is killing you, so the guy that chopped off his head and got stabbed in the heart for sure has to be dead. But this is, no, we're saying they're both dead. But Avo Bikain, it's some kind of nace that the guy's alive. So I don't know where they made the nace. Then they made the nace. The guy did Tchias HaMeisim.
But this is this plus. I thought that was
either one to do Tchias HaMeisim on.
But this is him. In other words, B is just A plus. So it's the same.
So you said it's a little bit of a different. That I'll have to agree with you. In other words, he went ahead and he's doing a Xeris HaKosa Tchias HaMeisim. You know, they both deserve not to have Chalitza. There's if you're trying to, one of them has chalitza because we made a mistake and really supposed to have chalitza, so then you're right. Then obviously the one that's supposed to have chalitza is chayve laven, and the one that's not supposed to have chalitza is chayve krisis. But if you're saying no, we didn't make a mistake, both of them should not have chalitza. Logically, they both should not have chalitza. Came along the Torah. And the Torah is going against all logic for some unusual reason, whatever the Torah is overriding logic, saying even though there's not supposed to be chalitza, we do chatchias hameisim, and we give you chalitza. So now, which one did the Torah decide to give chalitza to? Which one did the Torah decide to do chatchias hameisim on? I don't know. Just because you're a chayve lavim, so the Torah may decide to do Tchias HaMeisim on you, to give you Chalitza.
Chalitza is not a Kula. He has absolutely no Havana.
I would be Mehechik Taisi to decide the Torah to be generous.
Don't we have a principle of minimum Chiddush? Don't we have a principle of minimum Chiddush?
What?
It's less of a Chiddush to do it again.
No, but it's
Chayv Elavin.
But I'm saying that would be true. If you say that
Pshat, Chayv Elavin to give chalitza, less of a Lavin,
have chalitza.
That was your kasha the other day.
So I'm saying, so we're answering that what we're saying like this: if Chayv Elavin, we say have chalitza because they deserve to have chalitza. So then you're right. There's less. It's easier to say that Chayv Elavin deserve.
They chalitza. Don't deserve. They just. It's less of a chiddush.
It's not less, but if logically. If we know for sure, that in my example, we know for sure that both of them should be dead, because chopping off your head makes you dead no matter. You can't argue, and so chopping off your head makes you dead, and sticking a knife in your heart makes you dead. So if the both people are equal, that they should be dead. Now you have some kind of special machine, some special grass, or some special kayak. That you give me that for some reason you infuse life in a dead person, so you could pick either dead person and infuse life in him. There's no.
Yeah, but Rebbe, even in your case, you would say Mistara. It makes sense that you would infuse life in the person who just got stabbed and got a head cut off, because you have to choose one. So it's more Mistara than you choose the one that's not as crazy, even though they're both dead.
Why is it more bizarre? If Chad is...
Because you have to choose one. If you're going to say that you don't have to choose one, then it makes sense. But you have to choose one. So if I have to choose one, I'm going to choose the one that was less dead.
I'm glad if you're right. It makes more sense to say this didn't kill him than that didn't kill him. But if I'm making some kind of extra din, I'm infusing a special chiyuv, special din, so I can infuse my special din to whichever one I want.
So the Rambam has no...
I have to choose one or the other. You're going to ask a random kid, make a choice. Ms. Svar, you're going to choose the one that is just a stab versus a cut off. But you have to choose one, and there's no other difference.
Right. Who was it? You know, not Elisha. It was Gehazi, right? Gehazi has a stick. Right? Everyone knows it. Gehazi has a stick that he gave Chaim Mason. So you can pick whoever he wants. Whatever he wants, he'll pick. You know, whatever.
But the Rajma has no Havana in the Chalitza. It's a Paraduma. In other words, if he started with a Siba, with Pshat as Siba, so then he looks at the Pasuk and he doesn't have to deal with it. He says, okay, Chalitza, it doesn't make any sense. It's really an escape hatch. But the Torah said it makes absolutely no sense.
I think that's how you have to read it. Let me read him the words again.
Rebbe, what's the Gemara's answer to this Marois? Obviously, the Gemara has an answer.
No, the Gemara's answer is that there's a kares has an additional reason why there should be no chalitza, because there's a top sibo kedushin. So kares has two reasons why. In other words, so even if you're going to make your tchias amazing, but there's a reason why we don't they can't have tchias amazing. Can't have tchias amesim.
The Rashba explains it. I'm saying the Rashba says it's a little bit degrees. The Rashba creates degrees in lakachas, I thought.
Let me read it there. They're both in karben lakachas. The chalitza lav kidusa hi. Chalitza is not a kula. The name of Misfara today, Ika the Kule Bechai Vela Bechai Vekrisis. The Chalitza, my Nafka Lamine, Ichor Etzav the Chai Vekrisis.
Right, we poshed one side, one Chakira that we had, whether it's intrinsic value or not. We're saying that the Rashba holds not that it has intrinsic value, right? Is that correct?
I'm not sure. In other words, if you say it has an intrinsic value,
then he wouldn't make sense, the Rashba's Kasha. That means he's not holding with that, right? Is that right?
I don't know. Maybe the Pasuk is saying that there's an intrinsic value, but not because of, for some other reason, nothing to do with maybe it doesn't happen. In other words, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think we appreciate it, because the intrinsic value might be for some reason other than what we think, and therefore it's not connected to lav or kares. That's what he's, in other words, it's not an, in other words, he's, what the Rashba is saying is that in a certain sense, he's almost saying just, he's saying it is intrinsic. In other words, as far as Yibum, there's no, I think we're saying just the opposite. I think we're saying the other side. If you learn Shat, that the reason why there's Chalitza is because there's a Shtikl Yibum, so then of course, if you're going to say there's a Shtikl Yibum, it's more likely there's a strikul yibum by chai ve'lavim than by chai ve'kares.
Oh, okay.
But he's saying that other rabbi, we're not saying that there's a strikul yibum. There's zero yibum. You got rid of the yibum. Aval pikein, the Torah made chalitza for like a, not because there's a strikul yibum. The Torah made chalitza for some new reason. So the Torah made chalitza for a new reason. So we don't know where the Torah wants to make chalitza. We don't know why the Torah wants chalitza. We don't know where the Torah makes chalitza. So chalitza is a brand new mitzvah. I think it's the opposite. I think the Rashba would work out only if you say the system that chalitza is a coming as a separate mitzvah. If you say chalitza, the reason why you have chalitza is because there's a shtikl yibum. So then the kasha make is a tremendous kasha. How can you say there's a shtikl yibum by chayve lav by chayve krisis and not a shtikl yibum by chayve lavim? It's not logical. Obviously, kares, which is more chomer, has less yibum than chayve lavim. But if you say that fakir, really, there's no yibum. Yibum is out. The guy, the guy's definitely dead. Yibum is dead. Yibum is 100% dead by both. Edomai, the Torah came along and was mechadish a brand new din that has nothing to do with Yibum. So then I don't know where the Torah is mechadish a brand new din. That's what it would seem like from the Rashba.
But isn't the answer in the Gemara that kufa that switch? Meaning, initially there's no difference, and therefore we're going to say that either one can go. It can go either can be chayve lavin or it can be krisis. It's just got to be one. I don't know, and therefore my rice. It doesn't make a difference. Then it comes along and it says, no, the fact is that ultimately it's not.
I don't know.
Kedushin not Tyson, which is Gufa infusing within that they're saying that there's some level of Yibum still left.
I don't know. I don't see that. It just says, So it's emphasizing the alma. I don't know.
Now that we're saying this someone in the Rashba,
someone corrected me. I might have been saying like you, but a minute ago, but someone corrected me that I didn't read inside, and he's right. The lunch in the Rashba was more mashma, like he's just making some kind of drusha. that.
Now that we're saying that in the Rajba, so why can't we could go back and answer that by Tysus's kasha, right? In other words, we started off saying before that Tysus in Bishlamos, if he's starting off with Siba, so then he has to answer to, you know, what's the pasuk saying with Yavimta? Well, in the Rajba, we're giving him a pass that we have no idea what Chalitza is, and that's just the way it is, and we don't have to answer. So we could say that for Tysus too.
Okay, I have to admit I'm not. You're too fast for me. Oh man, I have to think.
We said before that if we started that there's a svara, there's a siba. Tysus says by Chayv Lavin Baasei, right? That there's a svara that if there's no yibam, there's no chalitza. That was a svara chitzayna. So Rabbi asked. So by at the end of the day, assuming Chayv Lavin Baasei has no chalitza because of Yevimtai, so we have to deal with that pasuk. What are you going to do with the svara chitzayna? The Taisa says there's no yibam, there's no chalitza. So we gave two choices.
Yeah. It does have.
But now that we're saying that the Rajah is basically you were just fifing on that question and saying we don't. It's gezeiras hakasa. We have no idea. We have no idea what's going on. We're not going back from our svara chitzayna. The Rajah is not falling off his svara chitzayna. And that's it. And we have to just accept it because there is a it sounds like we're giving a pass to the Rajba.
Okay, I hear. In other words, you're saying that there's a third choice. There's a third choice to say that just an illogical there is a gossip. Okay, maybe. Okay, I hear. All right, I think I'm going to stop. But it's a very beautiful sugya, you know, it's a little confusing. It's beautiful. All right, Yishikayach, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.